I'm David Brancaccio. We have word from the Labor Department just now that U.S. payrolls were 379,000 higher in February than the month earlier. That is a stronger than expected finding. Let's go live now to Julia Coronado, the economist and founder of Macro Policy Perspectives, who just went through all the data. Hi there.
Good morning.
So who got the new jobs?
Well, a lot of restaurant workers. So 355,000 workers in the leisure and hospitality industry accounted for the vast majority of the jobs created in February. And most of those were restaurant workers.
355. I was about to say who else besides the restaurant workers, but it's pretty much restaurant workers. I mean, they're often part-timers, right?
Yeah, a lot of them are part-timers, so we actually saw the total hours worked in February decline because a lot of those gains were amongst part-timers. And we also saw some disruption from winter storms, which hit construction jobs. Those should come back in March, so that's just a temporary decline.
Yeah, we're still down, what, how many jobs since the pandemic began? What would you say?
We're still down 10 million, and that doesn't even account for the new entrants to the labor market. So as the Fed has been stressing, there is a very long road to go to reach where we want to be.
Yeah, I mean, with a lot of schools still not fully open, you don't have those government employees, but also parents, you know, don't feel they can go back to work if they're watching the kids.
That's right. So participation is down a lot. A lot of people just dropped out of the labor force, and that held steady in February. We're not going to see an increase until schools reopen, and that's probably not till the summer or fall.
Julia, thank you. As we look ahead, one place to monitor for early signs of rebound is in job postings, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Online job postings are the help wanted ads of the digital age. The job site Indeed saw postings crash last spring, then slowly rebound. Indeed economist Jed Kalko says they're now about 6% higher than pre-pandemic.
But it doesn't mean things are back to normal.
Job postings are up 30 to 40% in occupations that have fared well.
Sectors that make and move stuff, manufacturing, driving, warehouse jobs, construction.
But opportunities are still way down in hard-hit sectors like bars and restaurants, travel and tourism. Heidi Shierholz is at the Economic Policy Institute.
I am pretty optimistic. No, I'm actually quite optimistic that once the vaccine is widely distributed, we get the virus under control, a lot of those jobs will start coming back pretty quickly.
But she says we're still in for several months of slow growth before the jobs recovery really gets rolling. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.